So, Ben, I know you've said before there's a lot of leads in the squad. Alex has been named captain today. Why did you choose him?
Well, as you rightly said, I could have chosen several others, to be honest, and we just felt that the leadership group, as you like, he presented someone that could do that role, and then be very well supported by those around him, you know, like Sir Tom Brown and Di Bishop, could have quite easily done the job, and will undoubtedly, you know, take a spot in games that, where they will take that role. And it works so well as a three, and obviously with the likes of the senior players around those three as well. So it was a very tough choice. We spent a long time thinking about it. Steve and I discussed it at great length, and you know, Alex got the job and deserves it, and it will, you know, very confident he'll do a great job.
We'll hear a lot about leadership groups today. What sort of things will those other players take on? What duties will they have on the pitch?
Oh, every team has them, whether it's official or unofficial, and part of the leadership group, Sean McCarthy's in there, and he's only a young man at 22, 23, and that's a sort of development for him to sort of understand what the next level is as a player. And it's all sorts of things. So it's you know, it goes from obviously leadership on the field and making sure we win games and do the right things to social events and making sure the boys are kept together, and a bit of discipline as well when they're out of line. So they've got quite a varied role, really.
And just watching the training here, I mean, to be honest, at times it wasn't evident who the leader was. As you say, there is a lot of people out there that could do the job. That's going to be something that's going to be crucial this year, really, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, the great sides have got 15. I mean, if you look at the great English sides of the sort of, you know, 90s and what have you, I think every single player had captained their club side, you know, in that 15, and so therefore that's ultimately what you want. And, you know, to get to that stage is a long process for us. But we want to make sure that everyone understands the game, and that there's not too much pressure on one man. At the end of the day, you know, Alex has got the job, but the bottom line is, certainly in the modern day, you want everyone to be a leader and stand up and help out.
And everyone looked pretty sharp out there today. No major worries?
Oh, well, it's Leicester Tigers coming up. I mean, English champions and what have you, probably biggest club side in the world, and we're very excited about taking them on, but we're not worried about it. We're making sure that we focus on what we do and train accordingly, and you know, the boys are getting better and better each week. The level of understanding is getting greater, and the level of accuracy is getting greater, and down a lot to the hard work and discipline.
And it's just over a week you've got until that crucial game with Leicester. What did you do in the last week? How do you prepare for that? You know, what are the last few things you go over?
Well, there's a long-term plan. Obviously, we've done sort of this is ninth week of training now, so we've done an awful lot of work already. Jake has probably worked harder than any of the staff members in terms of getting these boys fit, and spent an awful lot of time with all of them. So really it's just making sure that we don't try and cover too much, and that what we do focus on we're good at. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, the old phrase. So we'll just make sure that we go out there with a few ideas about what we do, and making sure that the season is long and we need to progress and build through that season as well.